Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
OMG, college basketball practice starts today. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Did it sneak up on you like it did on me? The Duke publicity machine first mentioned the early starting date for the Blue Devils, and I thought that was some special dispensation because Coach K wanted to practice against Team USA before NBA practices open, or some such thing. Then I found out everyone started practice, including P.J. Hairston, on Friday. Apparently, the NCAA agreed to the rule change last spring, and for once it made a good decision. After all, hasn't the playing season been starting earlier and earlier in recent years? So it makes sense to start basketball practice earlier, too. And for more than 15 years, coaches have been able to hold mini-practices with a few players from the day classes began. So really, what's the difference? Well, the big difference is that college basketball is trying to put more relevance into the regular season, which has become completely overshadowed by March Madness. No regular season games, save Duke Carolina, attract the same attention until maybe late February when some teams face off against big conference rivals to enhance their NCAA seeding. College basketball in general has recognized that irrelevancy and is trying to do something about it. For starters, the NCAA selection committee has put more emphasis on non-conference schedules and the results of those games, most of which are played in November and December. Coaches will always load up with early cupcakes to build their one-loss records, but with the new emphasis, there will be more games like Carolina, Kentucky, and the ACC Big Ten Challenge around the country. You might think that the early starting date makes a long season even longer, now stretching it more than 5 months. But most coaches will view the earlier start as a way to spread out practices and not jam them into every day before their opening game. More days off, fewer double sessions, and so forth. The last thing coaches want to do is burn too much gas in the tank and be running on fumes come February. And by the time Late Night with Roy rolls around in a couple of weeks, the players will have been practicing and we can get a truer look at the freshmen and the progress of the returnees. So it looks like the NCAA finally did something right. This is Archansky. See ya.